find Dr. Doretha Fields with another and an exciting lesson for the J2W Project, meaning the Journey to Wholeness. Have you ever been at a point and you've been facing a fork in the road experience? You know, the kind of experience when you don't know exactly which direction to take. Maybe you even find yourself with choices that are seemingly so uneasy to make that you're not exactly sure what to do. It's the point in your life when it seems that you get to the point where it looks like the lines between the pros and the cons all become blurred. Well, this is the time when decisions you make can make or break your life. And this is why when you get to that point, it is so critical that you not risk making the wrong decision. You see, there are times when you've gotten to the point where you figured you prayed about it, but the reality is you sometimes leave yourself feeling so uncomfortable because you don't seem to get your prayers answered. Well, actually, it may not be that your prayers have not been answered, but perhaps you've got to move to a point of getting the right perspective in facing a situation and expecting how to get out of that fork-in-the-road experience. I'd like to encourage you by saying that really daily life and relationships consume most of our emotional energy. There are some days that tend to be a little bit more perplexing than others. Well, honestly, there have been days and times where we just become so encumbered and we get to a point that we must make a decision and move forward. Sometimes you may find yourself getting to the point that you're delaying making a decision because you're not quite uncomfortable and you're not quite comfortable. So you say, well, how can I have this turbulent whirlwind of an experience? How do I get through this fork in the road? How do I make the decision that's proper? And how do I get to the point that I can decide and move on? Well, this may be a part of relationships. It could be even job or life experiences. Something as simple as how to decide what you want to accomplish for yourself. You see, decisions are very, very critical, and in this Christian walk, we've got to get to the point that when we're making decisions in our lives, that we find out that we have what I call the Trinity 360-degree look. There are three ways to look at a situation. Do it from your view, and then others' view if it's a relationship issue, and then thirdly, God's view. You see, when you begin to look at the situation from all angles, you get to the point that you begin to be successful in making proper decisions and then knowing what to pray for. Well, how do we get out of this fork in the road experience? How do we really get our prayers answered? Well, I'd like to encourage you by a very exciting scripture that I've become involved with, and that is found in James chapter 1 in verses 2 through 8. When you read this particular scripture text, it gives you an idea that the way to make proper decisions is by gaining wisdom. Well, gaining wisdom for some people is not as an easy task because the first thing we have to do is to be able to seek someone for wisdom. Oh, I know that there are times where you feel very comfortable that you think that you can make your own decisions and that you have enough knowledge and information and you can do it on your own. Once you have actually abandoned this thinking, you are just in the right place to seek God. Here in James, he actually says to us in verse 5 that if any of us need wisdom, then we should ask God. And not only that, he says that God is generous and that he's excited about helping us, and he's not going to hold out on us whenever we consult him and pray for wisdom. You see, the right way to get your prayers answered really falls right in the middle of this. But you know what I was looking at as I looked through the scripture? There's one thing to ask God for wisdom and how to make proper decisions, but then again, verse 6 is something that very frequently you and I overlook. It gives us a clue that when we ask for something, we must have faith in God and not doubt. Oh, you know what I mean. The times when you ask God in prayer for his direction for your life, and then you tend not to be able to release your own desires and your own thoughts about how things ought to be done. Well, when you get to that point of when you go to God in prayer, you ask him for wisdom, and of course, God is really excited to do it, and then you begin to doubt. You begin to second-guess your prayer time. You begin to second-guess the answers that God has given you. It's very interesting because verse 6 says that when we began to behave in that manner, when we began to doubt, it says that we're almost like an ocean wave that is tossed about in a storm, and that very often that God has a very difficult time dealing with us and answering our prayers because we haven't gotten to the point that we are asking him and believing him and being confident with his answer versus being confident in what we want and not quite being willing to release and give God preeminence. You see, there are some things that you need to know that as you get to the point of your fork in the road, do you want to face it alone? Well, absolutely not. And this is what James chapter 1, verses 2 through 8 tells you. There is a good starting point, and I prescribe it to you whenever you're getting to a point where you need to look inwardly as you go through this journey to make a final decision about something that you've been putting off for a while. You see, what happens is sometimes when you get so petrified, so afraid, so nervous, so overcome, that you become emotionally paralyzed. Well, when you're emotionally paralyzed, it makes it very difficult to move forward, and this is a very good clue to tell you that it's time to seek God for wisdom. Well, what can you do when you enter the fork in the road, and as you're waiting and wanting to know what it is that you should pray for? That's a very good question. What I recommend is that you first research the situation, and then, as I've mentioned to you earlier, look at the situation from all angles. If it involves other people, look at it from your perspective, then look at it from their perspective, and then take both of these angles and then sift them through God's perspective that he's given to us in the Bible. You see, once you are ready to make a decision, once you're ready to pray, once you're ready to seek God for wisdom, you must always remember that the best way to do this is to decide after prayer. And so to really get your prayers answered, you must go to God in wisdom and then make a decision after God gives you wisdom. I always encourage people that are going through temporary turbulences. I always say to them, and I say this to you today, never make a permanent decision off of a temporary situation. You see, God's wisdom is like a security blanket. You're going to be okay. You've got to relax. You've got to give God time to prepare you for the answers and to prepare you for the wisdom that you will need to be successful. And so, this week's Anchor of Holiness has been very interestingly put together. I said, and I'm encouraging you in this week's Anchor of Holiness, pray each day for godly wisdom, so that you can find the new way to build stronger relationships and more meaningful relationships with those that you love, and not only that, to pray for wisdom so that you can finally get to the point that you will decide to make a decision. And this week's Anchor of Holiness is going to be so great because as you go through any turbulence, think of it as on the sea. Faith is the sail on the boat in turbulent seas. Remember to make adjustments when necessary. And that's why sails are really a part of a boat. Remember, you may not be able to control the wind, but you can adjust your sail. And you do that by having faith in God. And then, wisdom is the oar. You know, when you're paddling through on an oar and you need to change directions, you need to get from one point to the other, we use the oars on the boat. And so just remember that this is like following the direction that God gives you in the Scripture. There may be needs for you to turn and make the adjustment, but use the wisdom that you can gain from God. And then finally, prayer is like a compass. It's the way to keep your eyes focused. Well, if you're a scout or you know anything about scouting, very often compass will help them know the direction that they're going into. And so it is in our spiritual life. Prayer is like a compass. If you keep your eyes on the compass, you're going to be able to receive a confirmation that you're headed in the right direction. I want you to know with the utmost confidence that God will answer prayer. He enjoys doing it, and this is exactly what we're learning today from James chapter 1, verses 2 to 5. You know what? I bet you know someone who's been facing a situation and just kind of hanging in limbo. Perhaps they've come to you for advice, and you're not quite sure what it is that you would recommend to them. Well, I'd like for you to encourage them to listen to this week's Journey to Holiness and actually get a glimpse of what the Bible is saying, and of course, give them an opportunity to share as you have today. I have received such great insight, and I've been wanting to find out whether you will be willing to email me and let me know how this is helping you and how you're sharing the journey with someone else's help. I can be reached directly at djfields1@go.com. So as you look in this website, go to the contact me section and it will give you my email address and a way that you can reach me to share your victories. This is week 15 and it's been a great journey. You can do everything that you need to have done and you can now get the answer to your prayers because you now know that we found in James chapter 1 verses 2 through 8 that God gives wisdom when we're willing to ask him for it. And when we ask for wisdom, he answers us in ways that we think not because his ways are higher than ours. So be excited. Hold on to your faith. Pray for wisdom. And above all, continue to keep your hand in the Lord. He intends for us to be whole, and he's made those provisions through his holiness. And so until next week, I'll look forward to seeing and talking with you about other ways that you can become whole, that you can become blessed, and of course, most importantly, that you can become free. I'm Dr. Doretha Fields. Be blessed and know that everything you need is right at the point of prayer. God bless. We'll see you soon.